And on a man, this part is the
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And say, if I got down in this position, you'd call that what?
I guess a squat.
Any other names?
Well, it's not what I would call a stoop. I'd call a stoop when you stand your legs straight and just bend over and reach down to pick up something. I don't know.
Did you ever hear a word starting with an H for that?
Hunker? Is that what you're talking about?
What does hunker mean?
Well, it just means, I guess, in a way to kind of squat down to where you can reach something. It's on the floor, the ground.
Would you ever say someone was down on his...
hunkers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard the expression. I don't know that I've ever used it, but I've heard it.
What are your hunkers?
Just your legs and knees.
This back
and,
part?
Yeah.
Say someone had been sick for a while, you say... Well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked, is that
word? And someone who's in real good shape, who can lift heavy weights and everything, you say he's big and...
strong as an ox.
Okay. Any other word you might use besides strong?
Well, yeah, a lot of people would say stout.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean the same thing?
I guess, actually it does.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure would.
And does that mean the same as rancid?
Yes, ma'am.
Say someone who's really easy to get along with, always smiling, never loses his temper. You'd say that he's...
I can't think of the word. I know there's some word that would describe it, but I can't think of anything.
Would you say something like kind or admirable, good-natured?
Gentle or patient or, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs, always stumbling, and you say that he's...
I guess you'd say he is gangling.
Okay. And what about someone who's always dropping things?
Well, fumbling or bumbling.
You say clumsy?
Yeah, that would be...
What word?
Clumsy or... one word we used a lot would be fumble-fisted.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know actually what to mean it, why it would mean that, but if you pick up something and couldn't hold to it, that was an expression we used.
I heard butterfingers.
Well, yeah, I've heard of that, too.
Someone who just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. He'd say that he's just a plain...
freak.
What does that word mean, then?
Well, it means that it's somebody that does things out of the ordinary pattern of human behavior, I guess, is what you'd say.
Would you ever use the word fool about a person?
Well, yeah, I guess.
How would you use that word?